here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of Brian O'Nolan, Strabane, Ireland, 1911, a civil servant in Dublin, always impeccably dressed, a very hard worker. So his colleagues did not guess that he was writing one of the strangest novels of the 20th century, At Swim, Two Birds, a novel with three beginnings and three endings and three different strands running alongside each of them. At Swim, Two Birds, regarded as a masterpiece of experimental fiction, a novel that begins, "Having placed in my mouth sufficient bread for 3 minutes chewing, I withdrew my powers of sensual perception and retired into the privacy of my mind, my eyes and face assuming a vacant and preoccupied expression." It's the birthday of one of the few writers ever to become the leader of a country, Václav Havel, born in Prague, 1936, who attacked the Communist Party in his plays, The Garden Party, The Memorandum. He was jailed. He refused to go into exile, as so many other writers and artists in the country had. When the communist regime collapsed, Havel helped negotiate the transition to democracy, and in December 1989, he was elected president. He was reelected to a second term, stepped down in 2003, died at the age of 75 in 2011. Václav Havel, who said, "If you want to see your plays performed the way you wrote them, become president." And it was on this day in 1789, women in Paris led a march on Versailles. The price of grain had been going up. There was a bread shortage. People were starving. Public feeling was running high. On October 4th, there had been reports of a sumptuous banquet at the Palace of Versailles. And so on the cold, rainy morning of October 5th, a group of women began to march across the city from the markets in East Paris. About 6,000 of them, laundresses and fishwives, market women carrying pitchforks and broomsticks. They marched 13 miles in the rain to Versailles. It took them about 6 hours. About 20,000 members of the military decided to follow in support. They arrived at Versailles in the evening. A small group of women were allowed inside to speak directly with King Louis XVI, who, in the end, accepted their demands, and he and the king and their young son went with the women back to Paris in a carriage surrounded by women who were chanting that they were bringing the baker, the baker's wife, and the baker's boy. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.